Dictation for Gabriel Edwards, G-E-R-Y-L, E-D-W-A-R-D-S, date of birth 3-13-1964, date of accident 9-28-2023, date of service April 22-2024. Ms. Gabriel Edwards was a victim of an automobile accident where she was rear-ended as a driver on 9-28-2023. Leading to headaches with symptoms of TBI related to dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Pain syndrome started affecting her neck, mid back, lower back, left shoulder, shooting pain to both the legs as well as pain in both elbows and both hands affecting all the five fingers. This pain started 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Requiring opiates to control some of the pain. She reports that her pain is worse. It is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 and both the shoulders, headaches, neck, upper back, lower back pains, shooting pain to both the arms, especially the left, with weakness of the left arm, numbness of all the five fingers is reported. In the lower extremity, patient reports that pain from the lower back is shooting down to both the legs posteriorly and also anteriorly. Headaches are worse. She's seeing Dr. Tolia, who is a neurologist, for her headache-related issues. She had an EMG and nerve conduction test that has not been provided to us, and her headaches are horrible. She's getting treatment from Dr. Tolia. Currently, her pain is around 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 in all the areas. ADLs are affected 10 according to her. The patient report that 40% improvement is reported. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review for the additional history, the substance abuse as well as the compliance system. The blood pressure is 131 over 62 pulses, 69 pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is still the same from previous visit dated 3/21/2024, dictation number 0326-036. The diagnosis are the same. Plan is to continue physical therapy 2 times per week, focusing on the neck, lower back, both shoulders, traction and massage. She remains off work, housework replacement, transportation. Patient is provided with Narcan 10 over 325 once a day for control of pain. 30 tablets are provided. She's also provided with Naproxen 500 twice a day. For 10 kilometers, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day, 60 tablets for muscle relaxation, and Trazodone 100 milligram at night for sleep. She requests an injection to her both shoulders and the knee. Her MRIs were reviewed. She's found to have tiny rim rentier of supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendinosis of the right shoulder. In the MRI of the cervical spine, she's found to have a disc spur complex, mostly the arthritic changes in the cervical spine. And in the lumbar spine, there is a disc bulging at L3-4 causing bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing. L4-L5 disc bulge leading to bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing and L5-S1. The patient is informed about the help with the injection treatment, LESI. times 4. In the left shoulder, patient also has a suprasternus and subscapularis tendinosus, for which injection treatment is advised to the patient. A brain MRI showed an effect on the TBI-related neuroquant positive study. She is referred to neurologist, neuropsych, psychiatrist for control of her symptoms. Her EMG has not been received, but neuropsych report is received, which shows acute stress syndrome and somatic symptom disorder. The patient seems like having a too much pain, somatic complaint than is it appears, and the patient has to learn to live with some pain. She's referred to Dr. Gary Gilliard for help with the consultation with the orthopedic to see if any surgical intervention will help. We also discussed the spine surgeon, Dr. Louis Radin referral for second consultation for regarding either surgical intervention or even a spinal cord stimulation device. Thank you. She's being scheduled for shoulder injections and knee injections.